Blog Talk Radio. Well, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Shabbat shalom, my brothers and sisters. Thank the Most High. And we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode. Yes, for another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edemiah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity. Yes, for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words. Yes, these very, very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. I welcome you to the show. I thank the Most High for every ear. Yes, for every ear that He brings near. For the Most High has told me, in fact, He's commanded me that unto His cause I have some very important, yes, some very important things for Him that I must do. True to His cause, my brothers and sisters, some very important, very, very important things for Him that He commanded me that I must do. Well, He told me, my brothers and sisters, that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said to me that I would have, in fact, He said I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He told me I would have His protection, if His protection and His guidance. And for that, and for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed at most thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed He has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that surely I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to revert, to silence, and my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. The Most High has promised from the very beginning, my brothers and sisters, that He would surely perform all that which of old He has foretold. The plan of the Most High is from the very foundation of the world, meaning that all that He has spoken from the beginning must surely come to pass. On last evening, we discussed how it's very true, despite all that your rulers would like to tell you, that humanity, by and large, has not heard the truth of the gospel for a very long time. I know to a lot of people that might sound fantastic, unbelievable, that we understand what the dispensation of the gospel was. So those of the early church, in the first century of the early church, we understand what indeed to them was the gospel and the gospel expectation. We understand that the multitude of variant, differing ideals, the multitude of differing representations, misrepresentations, difference of opinion that we see in the world today is entirely carnal. Not spiritual, not the work of the Holy Spirit. I think the Most High, very early on, He told me directly that, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, if any man can look at the abundance of contradictions, difference of opinion that exist among us, all the strife and divisions that exist among us, and believe that this is the work of the Holy Spirit, that man by no means can be a disciple or encouraged truly as a full disciple under Yah. He explained that. In the book of 1 Corinthians, we are admonished that if there be strife and divisions among us, it is because we're still yet worldly, carnal, our brothers and sisters. The scriptures tell us that the weapons of our warfare, how about into overcoming the world, the indiscriminate thinking that is in it? So the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through Yah, the casting down of false imaginations and strongholds. Casting down whatever it is, my brothers and sisters, that will stand against the knowledge, discerning the Most High. Scripture tells, even if it goes further, is to say that we are ready, should be ready to avenge all disobedience when our own obedience is complete. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Shall man stand against sin, against the sin that he is still deeply involved and entangled with? So he guard against the lie that he himself does not even realize is illusion. Shall a man, a brother, be called truly saved when he doesn't even realize what machinations of foolish men he still yet trusts in? So a man be delivered, my brothers and sisters, from the children of darkness. From the children of darkness, when all he knows are the schemes that the wicked have put into place to keep man from understanding what in fact we have lacked the understanding of, and in fact in so many ways forgotten. It's time we petition the Most High, our brothers and sisters. Purity and completion offers one choice. I repeat, purity and completion offers one choice. Why then, my brothers and sisters, there's so many different denominations, differences of opinion, so much debate and doubt among our people? It is because what indeed is the pure and perfect word of the Most High, as he declared it from the beginning, is something that man has fallen far away from. The book of Jacob, it tells us that though we might be scattered among a multitude of various provocations, and I hope you understand that, he calls the various ideals of the nations provocations. They lie against his righteousness. They provoke men to compromise his word. With such as this, the Most High cannot be pleased. We are admonished that among all these various provocations, there are various misruling entities, man. Say we are still obligated unto the Most High to bring forth what unto him is a perfect work. Most High never said one time that after the constraints of the nations that you can still be found covenanted unto him after a multitude of differing ideals of different rulers. He said we shall have only one king, even he himself. So we must understand that the scriptures are basically telling us that the multitude of provocations, the sins of this world, the divisions of this world, the misallegiances of this world exist because man is turned away from the pure and perfect word of the Most High. And it must be understood that none of these variant ideals is or could ever be counted as salvation. Think about it. Salvation unto Yah is after the perfect will of one. 1 Corinthians 1:10-11, 12. Tells us in the name of the Most High, there should be no divisions among us. So all speak the same thing. Most High is not divided. Messiah, his spirit, not divided. Not a divisive testimony at all. Scripture calls the Holy Spirit the comforter. End all warfare, end all strife, contentions, debate, and doubt. Elucidating upon teaching all that's contained in the law and the prophets. Bringing all things to remembrance, every piece in the order. That men all see the same vision. Apparently, my brothers and sisters, men have fallen far away from the power of that inspiration. I say, my brothers and sisters, apparently men have fallen far from the power of that inspiration. When you look around, you see what? Some 45,000 denominations across 280 nations. And all they can imagine or conceive is vain things, because at the end of the day, none of what man has conceived has restored mankind to the perfect will of one. I want you to think about it. Salvation is unto the will of one. What do you think the multitude of differing representations, i.e. misrepresentations of man are? Shall any man think he shall be confirmed true unto the Most High after any of these fallen standards? I tell you, absolutely not. The day of judgment, according to all scripture, and in fact, the promise of all scripture, is the end of all lives. The promise, my brothers and sisters, of all the scriptures, is a day of peace, one understanding. So the remnant of Israel, according to Zephaniah 3:13, will speak no lies, do no iniquity. There must be an end of all confusion. Must be an end of all indiscriminate teaching. Must be an end to all misrepresentation. Must be an end, my brothers and sisters, to all those who would capture the souls and minds of men after any fallen standard. And in that the scriptures tell us, we talked about this on last evening, in that the scriptures tell us point blank, that the restrengthening of our people as one requires that every false rule be exposed. Every false rule and ruler should be exposed. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men believe that any fallen standard is viable, that the Most High might call it true to himself? In fact, my brothers and sisters, I would go as far as to say that wherever men have celebrated their carnality, I said this on last evening, wherever men have celebrated the presumptuousness of their carnal minds, remember what the scripture says, the grass withers, the flower fades, and all flesh is as the grass, but the word of our Yah endures forever. Meaning, every fleshly perception of man, even those that are among the various churches, my brothers and sisters, are only a move toward wrath and ultimate condemnation. If man exalts an institution and the lies of this world intrude into it, it is still yet worldly, my brothers and sisters. Yah does not call himself. He does not call any testimony true unto himself, but that which is pure and complete unto him. Where every single point, syllable, precept that's in it is a reflection of his own mind. He will not sanction any manner of tainted word. He will not sanction any so-called consummate testimony to be a covenant with him. Forget. I will not reveal everything that he has spoken. Did you notice, my brothers and sisters, the day of wrath? We talked about this on last evening. I talked about it a little bit more. The day of wrath is against every misrepresentation. The day of wrath, my brothers and sisters, is against every institution of man that would deprive the people the knowledge of who Yah is. The day of wrath, my brothers and sisters, is against every heart that would resist the knowledge of the truth. The day of wrath is against every lie that would blind men, preventing men from being able to discern and walk after the greater realization of divine truth. So how is it possible that men have actually believed they could build their own churches, establish their own righteousness, and call it gospel? Everybody establishing their own concept of righteousness is no covenant at all. Everybody taken away from adding to the word as they will. There's no covenant, not with Yah at all. There must be a point of focus. Reverence for a reference point. That is what is promised, my brothers and sisters, according to all the law and the prophets. And if anyone denies this, my brothers and sisters, he's still counted as among those in unbelief. I think about the scriptures that speak about Messiah, and it says, who among you will guard his doors against this vanity? The book of Malachi, first chapter. Who will guard his doors against the vain offerings that men would offer or would bring into his temple? In other words, my brothers and sisters, the offerings that do not suffice nor appease divine purpose. Who is it that will guard his doors against this vanity? This worthless worship. He says, because his name must be counted as great among all the nations. Those who are wise know the one called the righteous one likened to the rising sun. They expose all the false rule of all the nations. Expose all the priests. Every false offering that is does not appease the Most High in righteousness. The book of Malachi in the third chapter says it. Isaiah 41 speaks it. It says Messiah will come to expose every manner of worship. Did you hear me? According to the book of Malachi, it's partial in his law. He will expose every form of worship, my brothers and sisters, that does not seek the fullness of his law. He will expose this false righteousness, even devilish, my brothers and sisters, wherever it is that men have stood against everyone discerning the full maturation of the Holy Covenant. Read the book of Malachi closely. It says, my brothers and sisters, he will not accept the offering. He will not accept the worship of those, my brothers and sisters, who do not seek to give the Most High all that he requires with a perfect goodwill from their hearts. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the next verse is saying that anyone who has a residue of the Spirit will not turn aside from that which the Most High first establishes a covenant. He says he wants a holy seed. Well, I look at the thing, these institutions they call seminaries. Seminaries, semen, seed. Think about it. What is it, my brothers and sisters, that they implant into the minds of the people? They pass out generic degrees. You can take to any denomination out there. Some of them to almost any so-called belief system out there. My brothers and sisters, is this to bring forth a holy seed, holiness unto the Most High, after all the variant ideologies of man? People who are more concerned with this, with pulpits and thrones than they are, the reconciliation of a people. I think about those scriptures saying, my brothers and sisters, because man has grievously erred when he said that everyone who walks according to his own evil, deviant way, lawless way. Men have said there's somehow still yet good in the sight of the Most High, as if he delights in such, as if the Most High will never judge man according to truly righteous judgment. What do I mean by righteous judgment? Let us consider. The concept of righteousness, my brothers and sisters, relates that in the heart is a full, complete desire and to appease the Most High in all that he has said and does. Righteousness, my brothers and sisters, a desire to comprehend all the Most High would declare, resisting nothing. A conscience, my brothers and sisters, that gives full consideration of all the Most High has spoken. Scripture says Messiah will come indeed as a righteous one, giving consideration to all the holy word, saying, bind all the testimony, seal all the law, and whoever will not reckon according to his recognition of the cumulative reasoning of the scriptures. Scriptures calls them the children of darkness. They have no light in them. Messiah said, in fact, we talked about this on last evening, anyone who would deny even the least concept of containing the law and the prophets will not enter the kingdom of Yah, because they have not exceeded the unrighteous schemes of your rulers, who fatally flatter men after lesser standards, as if they were wise. I think about it, my brothers and sisters. I truly do give it contemplation. I mean, one time speaking certain things like this to a pastor one time, and he actually said, "You're going to watch you actually think about these things." I told him, "What you mean? You don't?" Sad, my brothers and sisters. Scripture goes on to say that if you really understand it, we talked about this on last evening's show, that anyone who would deceive his brother against recognizing the righteousness and the expectation of all that's contained in the law and the prophets is guilty under hellfire. How can you prompt a man, my brothers and sisters, to bring forth truly what is discipleship unto Yah, being governed by him, if you believe that everybody's diverse doctrine is a work of his inspiration, his spirit, and his instruction? Whose disciple is a man who can believe that all these various differences appease the Most High? But my brothers and sisters, all can believe such a thing are servants of devils. Most High does not change, does not compromise his expectation according to the designs of men. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Malachi said the Most High wants a holy seed, a people, my brothers and sisters, after his one spirit, his one truth, and not, my brothers and sisters, in any way compromise after the multitude of differing standards that seem to be wise after the misopinions of those who, well, let's put it to you this way, my brothers and sisters. There are many who say they believe the scriptures, but do they really know what's in them? There's many who say they believe the Torah, and they are Torah keepers. Do they really know what's in them? What's in the Torah? Many who say they trust the name of the Most High, do they not understand that the name of the Most High is the sealing signature that vouchsafes and confirms all that the Most High said? Many have said they've been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and said they've been converted. Our brothers and sisters, has your baptism been truly unto discerning and walking in obedience to all the Most High has declared? Or has it been after the constraints, the fallen ideals of another? Many have been baptized, our brothers and sisters, forgetting what the book of Colossians, the letter called Colossians, actually said. It said, "Beware lest any man beguile you after the principles of the world, not after the Messiah." So you must be led by him. As you were baptized in him, you must be led by him. What is baptism? It's an open declaration that what you had been subject to before is a provocation, an unclean provocation against the will of Yah. Knowing you need to be washed of all the misconceits of that misideology, that you might become a pure vessel unto the Most High. It says, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. How about baptize in the purge, man, according to all the Most High has commanded, must be done. Baptize them in the fullness of the commandment, brothers and sisters, concerning all the Most High has declared. Man must cease to oppose. If man, my brothers and sisters, had truly been true to the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, that makes the Father and the Son one, my brothers and sisters, all the divisions we see in mankind today would not exist, and you would have a true church. Scripture says Messiah has to come to restore his people, strengthen his people. How? Isaiah 41, Isaiah Malachi 3. Says his people would be restrained, my brothers and sisters, would become spiritually weak due to all the variant ideals they've been taught among the nations. He says he restrained his people by exposing all your rulers and establishing for all the will of one. If your leaders, my brothers and sisters, did not tell you that truth, they never taught you the gospel. We've talked about it many times on this show. And there's articles on my website, I promise you, explain much of this. But these words are precious. They're only for the most humble soul. There are those who prefer not to know the truth, that they continue to slander the Most High to exalt themselves. They hide from their sin, recognition of their sin. They might continue to sin of brothers and sisters. That by no means is faithfulness unto Yah. I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that the truth of the matter, well, let's look at this. Let's give this consideration. Let's give a look at something needs to be considered. Zechariah 6 and 12. May we read this scripture and examine it for its meaning? And examine it for the fullness of its meaning, my brothers and sisters, to discern what all it truly means. 6 and 12. And speak to them, saying, this is the word of the Most High, to Zechariah, to Yahashua the high priest, to Zechariah the prophet. He said, and speak to them, saying, thus speak the Most High of hosts, saying, behold, this must be understood well, my brothers and sisters, this next part of this verse. He says, behold, the man whose name is, they put in your King James Version, the branch. He shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build a temple of the Most High. Well, quite frankly, these scriptures are actually talking ultimately concerning the temple the Most High shall have built at Jerusalem. All according to Zechariah in the 14th chapter, all nations shall come to the worship of the King. But to build a temple, my brothers and sisters, is to build your holy unto the Most High, is according to the fullness of His word. But look at this scripture. He says, even he shall build the temple of the Most High, shall bear the glory, shall sit and rule upon the throne. And he shall be a priest upon his throne. The council of peace shall be between them both, meaning that he shall be king, both king and priest. Well, my brothers and sisters, in 6:13 it says, they that are far off shall come and build the temple of the Most High. And you shall know the Most High of hosts has sent me to you. And this shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice Most High, your Elohim, one who declares your conscience. Well, it's important to understand that Zechariah 6 and 12, the one called the branch, in many texts is called my servant, the rising of the sun. The one like the rising sun that is mentioned then in Isaiah 41st chapter. Said they will wait for the Most High to renew their strength. How about the one who's called by the name of the Most High? Shall be renewed unto strength and discretion beyond all false rulers. When this one appears. Blessed are they who will understand those scriptures. And the full context of what they imply. Why do I say that? Zechariah, curiously enough, discerning these scriptures, is brought to bear back to its full efficacy only when one understands that Revelation 22:16, Yeshua said, I am a root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Root and offspring of David. There's one called a branch. Curiously enough, the very word for branch here is also the word for rising sun or rising star. Some texts even relate it as the day spring from on high. Morning star, my brothers and sisters. The morning star is the sun and it's rising. It casts out all the darkness. Reveals the light the world would obscure. And it shows us so much the men are called light in the night. There'll still yet be some variation of the darkness. Not the exceeding light at all. Well, what's very curious about these scriptures is that Zechariah, my brothers and sisters, was a post-exilic prophet. What do I mean by post-exilic? Exilic? It was a prophet who came, my brothers and sisters, after Israel was brought out of Babylon. Okay? Some would say, what's significant about that? What's shockingly significant about that, my brothers and sisters, is that you talk about the man whose name is a branch. The Aramaic was down there, it's the word Danka. The Hebrew is the word Shemach. Shemach. In the Greek, it's the word Anatole. Like I said, in every case, each word means both branch. One who springs forth like the sudden arising of the sun. So I said, I'm the written offspring of David, the bright morning star. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. Those prophecies that are here ultimately not only speak of Messiah building a temple, but of him building a temple in the latter days. What's even more stunning, my brothers and sisters, re-strengthening about one who gathers and re-strengthens his people. What's stunning about these scriptures is that there's one called Morning Star, long before, hundreds of years before the day of Zechariah the prophet. Wow. Something to think about. Before Zechariah the prophet, there's one called Sunrise, the King of the East. If you look at Revelation 16:12, it should have read King of the East there. It talks about the one before whom Most High would dry up the rivers. A show man the truth beyond all the shallow-minded mindscapes, the iniquity of all the leaders. The men seek indeed the freedom of the exceeding truth, found only in seeking the sure righteousness of Yah himself. Isaiah 44 talks about one before whom the rivers are dried up. Figuratively speaking, are the people seeking an exodus from all those who have blinded the minds and hearts of our people. It calls them a shepherd unto the people of Yah, one who established Jerusalem upon a firm foundation, even saying, the temple you shall be laid. Sounds a little bit like the scripture we just got through reading. Scripture says this one, because of him, the rulers, the council of the rulers should be kind of foolish. So most times will dry up the rivers. Point. Make his way. How about even to make the crooked places straight? Even to show forth, my brothers and sisters, what is the righteous way of the one most high. Revelation talks about the same, like I said. It says, talking about the way of the King of the East might be prepared. Your King James Version used a name for this one, which was not his name. The original language. Relates to Kafrei Sheen. However, the idea about calling that the title Cyrus, it's a supposition on the part of the rulers. I can only tell you that his kingdom, being called Kurdistan, tells you much. The fact that the early church called themselves Kurdishanya, Kur meaning sun, Tis meaning rise, Shah meaning king. His title is the Kurdi, chieftain, if you will, Kurds. Parthians and Medes, children of the tribes called the Kurds. How is it, my brothers and sisters? Scholars, knowing full well that Zechariah was a post-exilic prophet, have not spoken in context of the return of the one called the Kurdi. Malachi, post-exilic prophet, spoke about the one called the Son of Righteousness that arises. Who bore that title? Someone who bore that title before. I've said it many times on this show that the prophecies in Isaiah 24, Isaiah 45, Isaiah 59 relate Messiah gathering his people, even as Hosea 11th chapter and then 5th to 12th verse relates Messiah in the last days delivering his people from a Babylon west. In the earlier day, my brothers and sisters, from a Babylon to the east. In the interim time, Isaiah 53 speaks about one who gives his life and men descend beyond the falsehood of their rulers. The sin, the falsehood, the misrepresentations of their rulers. That's actually three appearances of the Messiah. Isaiah 11th chapter, 10th to 12th verse, talks about he comes back a second time to gather his people from all the nations. As you look at those titles, all the ancient Medo-Persian Empire, as he did before. Who does that mean, Messiah, is, according to Scripture? When he said he's the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Read Isaiah 11. Read 2 Thessalonians 2. All that prophecy pretends Messiah coming in the last days to do what he did before. It was considered Isaiah 45 calls, the one called the Kurdi, his Messiah, his anointed one. Isaiah 45:1. How is it that men have not put it together, the one before whom you say he dries up the river, the king of the east, is Messiah, Yeshua, himself, in Revelation 16:12, to prove foolish the wisdom of all the rulers gathered together against him. That all the various social coalescences, political, national, and pseudo-religious differences of the nations, all their foundations proven faulty, shall fall. Think about it. The scripture speaks about Messiah, Yeshua, even in this case, as the one called the Kurdi, the righteous one, that he will overthrow Babylon. You know what that means? Since none of your rulers taught you concerning his appearance, that you might seek the absolution, the absolution that he comes to sanction. And I hope you understand, the scripture says when he appears that he is like refiner's fire, like full of soap. And the leaders, well, many of them will just simply go by the wayside, according to Malachi 3. Written in one called the written offspring of David, the bright morning star, according to Revelation 22, welcomes only those who would neither add nor take away from the law of the Most High. He welcomes only those, my brothers and sisters, who would keep his commandments, not those who would turn aside. And the scriptures tell us that those who desire his kingdom more than all else are ready to receive his reproof. And though he come, and the scripture says, to reprove all unrighteousness, all the fallen standards of the nation, they said the righteous, which was saying then, still yet, even so, come Lord Yeshua. Please understand, brother, my brothers and sisters, what this means, is that they anticipate one who will, wherever it is that man has fallen short, he will restore. Wherever it is men have lied, and there's been intrusions of misrepresentations and misallegiances among the people, he will purge out the lie. But only what is pure remains. Because frankly, my brothers and sisters, as long as the lie remains, no man is made holy. As long as men are subject to institutions who will not tell you things like this, my brothers and sisters, you're still kept in darkness. Still counted among the children of darkness. Still unsaved because you're still subject to those will never tell you these things, which means you're still in bondage to those who keep you in darkness. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. For those who would have understood it, and I've talked about this many times in this show, and it's, you can find the information on my website, hiddengospel.com, and references that help to understand it, that Messiah actually said, upon this rock I'll build my church. What did he say? Upon what rock? Upon what premise? Well, what testimony? He asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? And he said, well, in response to this, Shimon Kepha, the man they call Peter in your King James Version, said, I say you are the, they wouldn't have used the word Christ. That's a Greek word. Pagan, in fact, even as the very name Jesus, look up H-E-S-U-S. Maybe I need to put that in the chat. Look that up sometime and find out what Jesus. Sounded like, and who are described to the Greek mind or the Greco-Roman mind. Look at the word Christ. Understand what the heathen did in perverting the grace of Yah. To uphold all men of polytheist indiscriminate thinking rather than an absolute. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. You think the Messiah comes to sanction of various misrepresentations that prevent men from discerning him in the righteousness of his Father as he is? The scripture says he has to strengthen his people by exposing all the unrighteousness of the principalities and the rulers, the princes, principalities, precepts of the rulers. So the way he can restore his people unto him in the righteousness of his Father. It's the only way. Did your pastors ever tell you this? I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. The reason why they never told you this is because the ones from which you need to be delivered is the one who teach you fatal flattery to trust in doctrines that by no means are complete and sufficient. All his people, all the people of the Most High, must be covenanted after the pure, perfect will of one. Most High didn't say he would sanction, confirm, seal, anything less. That's why his Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. And those who are truly diligent in the Spirit, knowing that there's a greater truth to be discerned than what is common, will not cease to seek the truth, even till Shiloh himself comes. Shiloh, Genesis 49:10, the lawgiver out of the tribe of Judah, promised to come in the latter day out of the tribe of Judah. That unto him all the nations should be gathered, because unto him it belongs. He is the one, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has promised to give all the kings of the world. That all unto him, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. If you understood Isaiah 45 to understand who that's talking about, it's the same thing as Philippians 2:10-12. The one called the Kurdi, my brothers and sisters, Yeshua said he is. But those who have not discerned the office of the Kurdi, and that he exposes all unrighteousness. He proves foolish every partial and tainted standard that a holy kingdom might come to exist. Know, my brothers and sisters, that if you had that expectation, you would have understood the meaning of the scripture in Isaiah 40. It says, have you not heard? Have you not understood? There's no searching of his understanding. Ultimately, to say that you should have always continued to seek the truth of the Most High, even till Shiloh come. For it is because men have trusted some of what? Some 45,000 denominations, as if they could still be called the faith. My brother says, you got 45,000 different forms of doctrine, debate, and doubt. That destroys faith. It is not the faith. It's certainly not oneness. It's certainly not a covenant. It's certainly not peace. It's certainly not an agreement with Yah. Therefore, the scripture says that every insubordinate standard, denying even the least of his word, says shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. That means you fall after those who will face the wrath of Yah for not seeking the whole truth. Do you really think you're safe if you follow them? I have a lot of truth written down on my website. Now, don't call it hiddengospel.com for nothing. It's there, my brothers and sisters, because so many things that the leaders dare not tell must be told. No man is made whole, no man is made complete without that truth. No man is confirmed true to the Most High, lest it be that he seek to bring forth unto the Most High a perfect work. And say, he's scattered among the provocations of the nations, meaning that all the ways of the nations provoke him to anger, and that they all establish shallow, short-sighted standards. Scripture says plainly, my brothers and sisters, plainly, that if we would appease the Most High, according to Malachi 3, we must bring forth to him still yet with the perfect, complete work. He talks about if you love him, keep his commandments. That means maintain the integrity of his word against all those who would impute their darkness and misopinion. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I look at it so often, like I said, what the apostle really said, Caleb really said. He said, when he said, I believe you are the Kurdi. Kurdi, the righteous one, the son of the living God. He said, upon this rock, Messiah said in response, upon this rock, this solid foundation, I'll build my church. Those who trusted in the coming of the Kurdi, according to all the ancient prophecies, knew that when the Kurdi appears, he's not going to compromise after any fallen standards of man, and that they who are wise must then seek to come out from the pollutions of the world. Messiah being called the expected one, who could show the people righteousness beyond all the misrepresentations of man. He for whom you're waiting, it's talking about he who the people waited for, who knew the truth, waited since the dawn of human fall, because he would declare absolutely again a pure and perfect word, that it might be absolutely assured that what man henceforth does. Is acceptable unto Yah. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, the early church that was founded upon the expectation of Messiah as one who comes to declare an absolute. The grace of the Most High that he shows, in fact, what is his merciful absolution. Else every man, my brothers and sisters, left his own misimaginations, always to worship false gods. And he said, watch out for false prophets, because what do? They always declare fallen, partial, and polluted testimony. And after none of these fallen standards, none of these misrepresentations, none of this arrogance of man and ignorance, shall any man enter the kingdom of Yah. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says, whoever would disregard the law and the prophets anyway and compel men to do so. Scripture is actually saying, my brothers and sisters, they're damned. As though listening, as though living in the world. Damn! For what? Refusing to hearken and seek after the Spirit, the whole truth. Messiah built his church upon the expectation of his return as the Kurdi. The knowledge that he is the second appearing, at least the second appearing of the Anointed One, according to Isaiah's prophecies. How many have had that expectation today? Expectation, expecting their Messiah to expose all your pastors, all your priests, your rabbis, your elders, imams, your king, your president. Exposing them all as having wandered far from the word of righteousness as declared from the beginning. If your church wasn't built upon that expectation of a greater righteousness being revealed, that exposes and will surely expose the fact that men have been subject to false prophets for a very long time, many generations, even going all the way back to the time of brothers and sisters, the dawn of human fall, men have been taught fallen, false standards, foolish standards, less than what divinely appeases the Most High, and told people that they were righteous in so doing, only that men lose their souls. What does the scripture say in two and six, Revelation? It says, who keeps his works to full, and keeps all that he declares. Scripture says, what Messiah said, in effect, they will keep the fullness of his words. He will gather them to sit upon his throne, rule with him upon his throne. The other scriptures, my brothers and sisters, says those who seek the fullness of his righteousness, by their perseverance shall they gain their souls. He didn't say after any partial standard, any false prophet, any fallen testimony, shall any man gain his soul. Shall any man gain right to the peace of the kingdom that is to come? How is it, my brothers and sisters, so many have sought to establish their own churches, not founded upon the same foundation that Messiah built his? Because, quite frankly, the ancient expectation of the awaited one, the Kurdi, who will expose every lie and only sanction, my brothers and sisters, those who overcome every lie. There were many who were drawn to the church because they sought to do exactly that. The sermon being around every lie and every misrepresentation, that they may be called worthy to stand in the day of wrath. In other words, the wrath of the Most High being against every lie, he said he would only preserve against his wrath those who have the name of the Father written upon their brows, meaning they have agreement in their mind with all the words of Yah. Do we see agreement with all the words of Yah in all these many different so-called churches? It means then, my brothers and sisters, they're worldly and not churches at all. They don't bring people out from the world. They only preserve the lies of it. If they're not built upon the same foundation that Messiah built his church or gathered his people upon, simply because today most have lost all sight of that expectation and that faith, then what do men call an expectation, my brothers and sisters, in these churches? That there'll be a perpetuation of all the lies of all the nations? I thank you, Father, for revealing yourself even unto a far greater discretion than that. For the scriptures tell us, and they tell us well, in Jeremiah 30:10-11, Most High is going to make a full end of all the nations that are distracting his people after false righteousness. Same thing is written in Isaiah 58. See, he's going to get the stumbling blocks out of the way of his people. And say those stumbling blocks are the rulers that they've trusted. I think about scriptures, my brothers and sisters, that talk about how he's going to strengthen his people by teaching his chosen servant the truth, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the rulers, beyond all the misconceits, that a people who would be drawn to him would be drawn to the glory of Yah, what truly honors Yah. Most High did not say he would sanction or write his name upon any dishonorable testimony. Like I said, many have sought to establish their own righteousness and told people that they were delivered, they were saved. Told folks even that they had eternal life with a word, trusting a word that is contradicted. This has been insanity, my brothers and sisters. So much more I could tell you about all these things, but it requires some base knowledge. Kind of knowledge you find on my website, like I said before, hiddengospel.com. Articles like Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. Articles like The Secret City Prophecies. Articles like Tribulation 70-365 AD. Articles like The Gospel of Shiloh. Articles like The Bacchus Connection. Articles like Xmas Economics. Such psaltery that you might find if you pull up at hiddengospel.com the article called Thoughts After Thoughts. Thoughts After Thoughts on Contradiction versus Diction. We must discern beyond the indiscriminate nature of matter, brothers and sisters. That is the call of thy body. Those, my brothers and sisters, who don't walk according to the ways of this world. But their faith comes by hearing a word from Yah, because they know already what Apostle Shaul said. Not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Isaiah 41 says, Messiah returns is he who ever preached the gospel, but men have not heard it for a very long time. Men have not heard that fullness of the word that gives honor in all things unto Yah beyond all the nations. Saying that day they shall know it is I who speak, behold, it is I. Means he's going to have to declare a word that expose every that will expose every false voice. Why don't you lead us tell you that your salvation, my brothers and sisters, means that you've got to overcome every lie that your rulers, your pastors, your priests, rabbis have ever told. Only then, my brothers and sisters, will your eyes and all things be clear to see the righteousness of Yah. As I said before, the early church knew. If the people came together and it was not unto a perfect peace, what they trusted in, my brothers and sisters, was not the faith of Yeshua. Yeshua trusted that the people of Yahweh would be confirmed and sealed even by him, he himself who must do it. The people, my brothers and sisters, who have overcome the various standards that are the beastly ways of the nations, the irrational ways of the nations. Isaiah, first chapter, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be like scarlet. All the lies the men have told have set up much propaganda against peace. Though your sins be like scarlet. She was white like wool. So if you hearken and reason with him, you eat of the good of the land, of the good of the land. You say, if not, you will deliver you to the sword. Because the Most High is not going to have disruptive voices in his kingdom. Because the Most High himself has commanded it. Let me say, my brothers and sisters, one step further before I move out. Before I begin to, before I need to take care of what I need to take up tonight. Well, the sermon, my brothers and sisters, there's an absolution to what is called the church. It's not tainted by the world, not intruded upon by the misconceits of the world. As I said before, the Most High will only sanction, seal, confirm that which he himself has decreed. Anything else? False prophet. I repeat, false prophet. May Yah show your mind and your heart what it is to see beyond all these illusions. May he show you that every fallen standard faces wrath rather than salvation. You ever stop to consider why the scriptures say in Isaiah 40, the Messiah is appearing, he will say, have you not heard? Have you not understood? No one ever tell you? There's no searching of his understanding. Meaning that men should continue to seek the truth until Messiah comes. Think about it. He said, concerning the rock that his church must be built upon, his people must be built upon. He said, if they understand his word, the house is built upon a rock. What about all those who teach these words differently? Is that understanding? No, my brothers and sisters, not. We have to realize what all is being told to us. By the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, the Most High judges and discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart. After a pure testimony, he does this. So he's going to shake all things, only that which cannot be shaken remains. I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters, that people believe after all the varied doctrines we see in this world and all these instabilities that they're able to stand before him. Most High is going to silence every unstable voice. He said before him, every mouth should be shut. Who, my brothers and sisters, prepared to deal with that? Who's prepared to prepare for one who will only sanction unto the kingdom to come? Those who seek a whole, pure, perfect word. Messiah, as I said before, established his church, built his church, gathered people to his church, because they had the expectation that Messiah would come to destroy whoever preserves a lie. Whoever seeks to preserve, my brothers and sisters, any of the wickedness of these variant social coalescences, miscoalescences of this world, Like I've said so many times, since the dawn of human fall, men have sought the fatal flattery of those who would tell them that everything is fine just as it is. Only, my brothers and sisters, to the shame of the people and their rulers. Not a covenant at all. Just read Isaiah 24 very closely and understand. So I thank the Most High that He reveals that His grace and His kindness, and that He reveals the absolution of His law and does not leave people to be left so easily exploited. Does not leave His people who are utmost diligent unto Him, lawless. But He comes, my brothers and sisters, to teach His people the exceeding light. He exposes all the denizens of darkness and reveals absolutely the light of Yah that His people not stumble. Some of you know what I'm talking about out there. Or with a bit of an investigation, you can. And only say, my brothers and sisters, thanking the Most High for every year that He brings in and all the righteousness that He shows forth. For many are they who, knowing not the righteousness of Yah, and knowing that the people know it not either, so they seek to establish their own righteousness, after which they can exploit the people. And we're warned that not everyone has heard the preaching of the gospel. Faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. That's what it really means. Beyond all the indiscriminate nature of man. Scripture says the Holy Spirit teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance. How many knew to use and exercise the power of that Spirit? Faithful are the Yah. That what Yah has declared must come to pass. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Don't let anybody trick you in a world so long blinded not to seek the hyper evidence of such articles as I told you, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin and Mutual, Forgotten Mutual Expectation. The doctrine concerning that city called the City of Destruction, City Harris, the City of Confusion. Don't let anybody take away from you the opportunity to discern what that's all, to discern what that's all about. But the scripture says those unprepared, He will come upon them suddenly as a thief in the night. Meaning that since he judges fairly, it means by no means would He blind men should they seek a sign in a fullness of truth. He will not deny those outcasts. But when my brothers and sisters, as the scripture said in Isaiah 56, He make His house a prayer for all people, even to the son of the stranger, the Gentile, who would take hold of His covenant to do the things that please Him. They would keep His Shabbat. How about, like I said, to appease Yah according to all the Most High's decree. He said they would have a name and a place as great as sons and daughters within His walls. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who desire to all come to repentance. It may be preserved as many as can be. Because the Most High is not going to sanction all these differences. He's going to sanction the truth the Most High has declared must be the common expectation of us all. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto His might, to His honor, and His praise always, I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. I thank you all for listening. Hallelujah! And a blessed Shabbat again to you all. Just because the rulers haven't taught the scriptures, that means that you should not revere the scriptures. That's it. That website of mine, hiddengospel.com, articles that I mentioned, are replete with truth, with proof of what I speak. Biblically sound. What then, my brothers and sisters, the infirmity that these churches are built upon? Because the Most High is going to shake all things with His word, the pure and completion of His word, to see if these institutions are compliant. Shake all things by His word, to only that which cannot be shaken remain. who should be able to stand. It's already written in Malachi, third chapter, Revelation, sixth chapter, that your rulers will not be able to stand before the higher approval of him whom the Most High himself has taught. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that seek the kind of discretion not to be so easily taken away? Foolish. Much love from above, my brothers and sisters. I desire that our people, true to the purpose for which they are made, they might become the light of the world, all the world seeing justice. I turn from unrighteousness and turn toward wisdom, righteousness, the obedience, and truth the Most High gave his people Israel. They might preserve it forever.